Ask most Americans who their nation fought in World War II, and they'll tell you Nazi Germany and Japan. Ask them who was the enemy in World War I, and they'll struggle with the answer. It was a worldwide conflict with unclear enemies and no clear solutions. We unravel the global war on this edition of The American Countryside.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
100 years ago, the world had yet to know a truly global war. That changed in the summer of 1914.
So 28th of June was when the events really kicked off, and within 6 weeks, the world then was engulfed in the first global conflict.
Matt Naylor is president and CEO of the National World War I Museum in Kansas City.
Because of a whole variety of factors, including the impact of colonialism, it was the first global conflict. Then that went through till really 19 is when it all finished.
While Kansas City lay far from the battlefields of Europe, there was a groundswell of support in Middle America to remember those who had fought in the war.
Within just a couple of weeks of the truce being declared at the end of 18, the citizens of Kansas City gathered together to say, we want to do something to memorialize what happened during this global conflict.
Over 85,000 people contributed to raising money for a memorial in the city.
About a 2.5 week period, they raised just over $2 million, which in nowadays is a bit over $40 million. And then the five Allied commanders came together in 1921 here in Kansas City to dedicate the Memorial Hill as a place then to build this World War I monument.
That monument was dedicated in 1926 by President Calvin Coolidge.
More than 150,000 people came out, perhaps the largest group that any president up until then had previously spoken to.
The monument remains a prominent part of the city skyline, and we'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.